USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Staunch. Republicans on New Year's Day for a fourth straight day blocked attempts from Democrats to push through $2,000 stimulus checks. The Senate voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, Trump calling the actions of Congress pathetic. The president vetoed another bill, one that was passed with bipartisan support of both houses of Congress last month. It gradually eliminates the use of large-scale drift nets in the fishing of federal waters off the coast of California. A federal judge has dismissed a last-ditch effort led by Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the presidential election when Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes next week. Heavy snow, ice, and power outages are gripping the northeastern U.S. Conditions expected to worsen through Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As the new coronavirus strain shows up in the U.S. and other countries, what about the vaccine?
New variants of a COVID-19 strain are being found across the country, the latest being Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC News they are not considering changing the dosing requirements and variants for the vaccine due to the new strain.
Right now, we're not doing that. But in discussions that we've had about what the options are, certainly that has not been completely rejected, but that's not going to happen right now. You have to remember that when you're doing things like administering vaccinations, you want to do it based on the science.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Florida Health Department says a man in his 20s in Martin County who has not traveled recently is the state's first case. Earlier this week, Colorado and California announced their first cases of the new variant. UK scientists believe it to be more contagious than previous strains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Top-ranked Alabama will play in the program's fifth college football championship game in six seasons after beating number 4 Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl. Their opponent, Ohio State. In the first Rose Bowl not played in Pasadena since World War II, the Crimson Tide took it to the Fighting Irish 31-14 at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Coach Nick Saban.
We're excited about this. This was a great win for us. We knew this would be a tough game, and it certainly was. And, you know, we'll learn what we need to learn from it so that we have a chance to improve and get better.
12-0 Alabama faces 7-0 Ohio State in the college football championship game on January 11th. The Buckeyes handed the Tigers their second loss, 49-28. In the NBA, Friday, Mavericks over the Heat, 93-83. Grizzlies topped the Hornets, 108-93. It was the Pistons holding off the Celtics, 96-93. Hawks get by the Nets, 114-96. Wizards take down the Timberwolves, 130-109. It was the Bucks all over the Bulls, 126-96. The Lakers beat the Spurs, 109-103. Jazz, 106. Clippers, 100. And the Suns edge the Nuggets, 106-103. The Philippines is betting travelers who have been in the U.S. from entering starting this Sunday after three states have confirmed their first cases of the new coronavirus strain. Travelers who arrive before then must quarantine for 14 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.